The following Toku podcast to contain spoilers from both past and present tokusatsu, anime, manga, movies and other related media. If you do not wish to be spoiled, we suggest turning off the podcast now. Otherwise, please enjoy the show.
Hello everybody, this is AJ from the Toku podcast. To a bit of a disclaimer right now. This episode was recorded before the New Year's Eve episode where we answered all the questions. So that's why at the end I do mention the questions, and New Year's, because it was recorded beforehand. The reason that this episode didn't come out before that one was mainly because I was sick during Christmas, and it just really fucked me up. It really, really did. So that's why I'm releasing it now, because now I was able to edit it. I was able to do all this other stuff. So it's there. Also, you might also notice that the audio quality isn't up to what we usually, you know, like. That's mainly because of two big reasons. One, my computer was on the fritz, so I had to use a replacement for the time being. And two, that computer that I used did not allow me to either use my good mic or Audacity. So it was both using the, you know, Snowball mic that I have on standby just in case, plus using OBS. It doesn't exactly, you know, bode well for the best of podcasts, I'll say that. Especially for the audio quality, it doesn't come out as well as I wanted to. But, of course, if you don't mind that, if you don't mind the really shoddy quality, because I'll admit it right now, it is pretty shoddy, but we did record it. It's still fun. I still like how it came out discussion-wise. So I do hope that that's not too much of a hindrance for you guys. If it is, I do apologize. But without further ado, here is Kamen Rider Ghost.
Hello, everybody. AJ from the Toku Podcast 2. Welcome. That's Jay.
Hi.
I fucked up the intro, but that doesn't matter. This whole show is a fuck up. So, that's Nemet.
Hello.
It's been 400 years since some person popped him out of the womb. Isn't that amazing?
And I have no idea who they are.
He's like Rey from Star Wars, only likable. Anyway.
Oh, we're going to get some comments for that one.
I don't give a fuck.
That's fuck fair. Me. He can't hear my face either.
Oh. But yes. So, yeah. So the show is awful. We'll just put that out right now. But you know what? Let's give it a chance.
Our show. Let's talk about the topic.
Yes. Yeah. Ghost, it's also an awful show. So let's get right down to it and talk about some good things that are possibly not good things because they're actually still awful. So let's talk about real quick, because I want to, the music. Because this music is okay for about an episode, then it gets really fucking grating. Jay, how about you?
Yeah, Ghost's music is it's pretty good for what it is. And then you get sick of it after the eighth time they play in an episode.
Yeah, especially that.
Yeah, that one song with the
song that plays every single 30 seconds.
Because we ran out of other good songs.
We ran out of the budget because the writer ran out on us. Ugh.
I keep forgetting that actually happened.
I'm gonna level with everybody listening to this. This show is not gonna be happy towards this show at all. Like towards Ghost, we don't like it. We don't. It's legitimately mine. My all time hated show from any Toku series. And I watched all of fucking Kyuriger, and like not even that pissed me off. At least Kyuriger had shit I could enjoy. This doesn't. But yeah, so music gets, you know what, I'll say this, Spectre's original debut theme was pretty good. I love that bass. That bass is just sexy. And Necrom's theme is actually pretty good. Like when he actually first, you know, face turns, that song was pretty damn nice. I like that.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one. I don't remember them using it too much though.
They used it once. Again, this is going from memory. They used it once when the grandma died. And then they had a really amazing remix in the Spectre v Cinema, which is really weird because that remix. Yeah, that remix was fucking awesome, but they never released that on official CD. Probably because nobody likes Ghost. But there we go.
They keep bringing him back, so it's clearly somebody likes him.
Or he has an empty schedule. Works for sale. So, yeah, that's about the music. Again, we're just plowing through the good shit, or the good stuff, quote-unquote. Jay, how about you lead us into the costumes?
Well, in terms of costumes, both suits and non-suits, they're hit or miss the blah, 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 every time. The actual rider suits are pretty good. I know there's a couple there that are a bit of a dud. Deer Spectre, basically every upgrade for Necrom, like one or two other forms that I don't remember, and some of the monsters of the week were pretty good. Just good, nothing too spectacular. There's a couple of suits that were really damn good, but I don't remember the names of them, so I'm not gonna bring them up. Other than that, yeah, I don't really have much to say about them overall. I thought they looked cool. That was about it.
So let me throw a few jabs in here. So I explained last week. No, not last week. I explained when was it? Was it when did I explain it? What show did we recently review? It wasn't Kuga. It wasn't Kuga. It was the... Yes. Okay. So I recently explained I have, with bad shows especially, I have the scale of if you're bad, if I don't have a but at the end of a certain thing, that means that's a good for you. Ghost has a but at the end of everything. You know, Sin Spectre, it's a cool-ish looking suit. Too bad that you what the fuck? Super Spectre? I don't know what the fucking name is. What's the actual name of Deer Spectre? Deep Spectre. There you go. Like with Deep Spectre, what do you call it? You know, his suit looked okay for a bit, and then they overused it, and then the antlers looked awful. The music, it was okay, and it was kind of cool to hear it sound kind of spooky sometimes. Then they kind of just abandoned that, and the music got really, really fucking grating. What else? Oh, let's take another thing. The ghost stuff. The ghost stuff was really interesting, because, you know, he's a ghost. What can ghosts do? He technically can't die. And then again, that kind of takes away the, you know, threat of the entire series, even though that doesn't really stop him from killing him more than three times. But hey, what are you gonna do? That stuff was kind of cool, but you know what, I just explained that shit just had no rules and it took out all the risk of the show. The Ganma, interesting concept, ruined by a shitty fucking explanation. Alan, really cool villain turned hero, then they turned him into Takayaki Lamau. Spectre had an interesting kind of ish, like, attitude. Then he became a Siscon. The fuck happened here? Again, everything I'm saying about this show has a good side immediately followed by a bad side. And I feel bad because a lot of shows that are, again, like I said last time with Kiva, has a lot of good stuff to it. It has a merits to it. Ghost, it really doesn't.
No.
Every time I find something good about it, it just immediately followed by, yeah, but then it kind of turns to shit.
Yeah, it's hard to really stay invested in it, because it's just whatever good things it comes up with, it just kind of squanders and ruins them shortly afterwards.
It's a show full of great ideas that really just did not have the right amount of work put into them to pan out. I think that's really the worst part about it. There was so much that could have gone right, but they just didn't try. Is what minimum effort rider looks like.
See, here's the thing about this ghost. It's the fact that when I'm watching this, and I explained this a long time ago, the worst fucking thing about this show is that it's so goddamn inconsistent. And it didn't feel that way at first, because at first it was fine. And you know what? I feel like we can start, you know, going off how our usual way of, you know, reviewing. Let's go by character by character. And let's start right off the fucking bat with Takaru. Just start right off the bat with him. And how, you know what? He's like Wataru times 10. He really fucking is. Because with Wataru, how many times did he go into recluse, you know, recluse to extrovert, recluse to extrovert, over and over? Ghost, it always feels like he's going from optimistic to I want to kill myself, optimistic to I want to kill myself. Like, that's all he fucking does. And that happens especially in the early parts of the fucking show, where he kind of just be like, I'm a ghost, oh no, oh, but I still gotta save people, but still, I'm a ghost, oh no. Like, that's it. He doesn't feel like a hero. Again, I feel this is going back to the Inno analogy, and it works for this. It's specifically because Ghost feels like a lot of series smashed together into one, and Deno is definitely one of those series, mainly for the icon, the idea for the whole icons. But, like, especially with Takaru, it feels like they're trying to, again, recreate Ryotaro, you know, with the wimpy, the main hero. Too bad Ghost doesn't really feel that wimpy, and he doesn't feel like that. He just feels like a guy who's just, really, he's just a bitch. He's a huge bitch.
Yeah, and I think the biggest issue with that, and the biggest cause of it, is because the show did not have, as we made a joke about, have a real consistent main writer. So the show kind of bounced around between a bunch of different writers, sometimes between episodes, and then ended up with, you know, the show becoming wildly inconsistent in terms of characters, motivations, plots, everything, really. So a big reason of why the show feels the way it is because, you know, it's like, it does feel like there's five different shows matched together, because we have five different writers all writing their own different show, and none of them seem to be communicating or working to each other at all.
And see, the worst part about that, though, is the fact that with the five different writers, it doesn't even feel like it feels like they're writing their own, like, yes, they're writing their own different show, but at the same time, they are, like, the executive that day comes in, and he says, all right, we need episode 10. The writers each put their own script for episode 10 on the table, and the executive just picks one at random. Doesn't matter continuity, doesn't matter how the characters work, he just picks one at random. And he does that every single week, and that leads to so many inconsistencies and so many fucking weird character changes mid-fucking show. And it becomes annoying. Like, again, with Takaru, he goes from optimistic to sad to extremely pessimistic to almost suicidal at one point to he is a badass hero now. It just flip-flops so many times. And again, and even with Spectre, as I said earlier, with Spectre, I mean, to be fair, his whole story did end, like, after his sister came back anyways, which is a fucking mistake that I'll never really get over with this show. But again, with him and with Alan, every single one of them feels like, it actually doesn't even feel like the way I explained it. It feels like the writers, like the executive, is just choosing which character the writer wrote the best that week. That makes it even worse, because it's just mishmashing a bunch of fucking scripts, and it's fucking annoying. Like, who remembers the one fucking time, for some odd reason, when Icon started possessing people?
Oh, you mean for, like,
that idea come from?
Two or three episodes, and then never again?
Yeah, like, where did that idea come from? Like, it just stopped. It just came in and stopped. I thought it was something to do with, like, the Tokon boost icons, because technically, you know, they're more powerful, I guess, maybe. Or actually, that's not even explained. We just kind of assumed that. But, like, why did that happen? And why does it never happen again? What are the rules of possession in this goddamn world? Because we don't know that. This isn't a Deno thing where it's extremely fucking obvious why it happens. It just happens. Or, like, with Alan, I'll forever say how much of a fucking joke Alan is, because you take this guy who admittedly is a really cool character at the beginning, you know, he's evil, but he's got tendencies of, you know, maybe working with the good guys, maybe he's going to maybe he's going to have a change of heart. And I'll always say this, the weird little mini arc he had with the grandma, you know, learning how to be human, learning how to love, learning how this and this and this, you know, learning these things. And ultimately, the conclusion of that, when she dies, is legitimately a really, it's a really good plot for him, especially. I love that idea. Yeah. It's just too bad that they fuck it up with Takoyaki Lamau. Lamau, guys, Takoyaki.
Yeah, whatever little, you know, honor or faith he had as a decent character gets thrown out the window once he becomes a good guy. Now it's just jokes all the time.
And that seems to be the thing with a lot of these fucking characters. Like, again, with Spectre, he turns into, I guess he wants to fuck his sister? I don't know. Like, what happened?
Way, way too obsessed with his sister for any comfortable individual on any plane of existence.
You know, I'm going to say it, but I'm going to fucking say it, because you know what? It fits. It really does fit. You know what these character changes are? They are a warning to us of what was going to happen with Gentoku. They really fucking were. Like, you have these really good characters with honestly really good stories and really good, you know, arcs. They were going somewhere. And then, they got too serious. Fuck you. Nah. No, thank you. It's like, why? Why would you do that? And again, it's just, I know that it seems we're jumping all over the place, but really, it's because I don't even know where to start with how bad this fucking show is, so that's why I'm just letting myself go with my thoughts here.
Yeah, it's one of those, it's a case study of what not to do with a show, almost.
It is. It really is a fucking case study for that, because they don't do anything right. Nothing is done right. There is...
For more than 10 seconds.
That's what I'm saying. Like the stuff with Alan and Grandma. What was her name? It was with an F, no? Futaba? I don't remember.
I have no fucking clue.
Baba, wasn't it? Something like that. I don't know.
That's just old lady, so I don't know why that would be her name. I don't think she was ever given her name, so...
I think she was, but whatever. Like with Alan, the old lady. You know what? That was a pretty damn good scene. That was a pretty damn good like thing to give him, because hey, you know what? Makes him a bit more human, gives him some, you know, it gives him a purpose, and it gives him a really good arc. And again, like I said, it gave him a really good, essentially, it gave him a really good way to change from bad to good, and that's, you know, do the meaning of. He's learning what it means to live, what it means to be a human, what it means to have life. And I'm like, that's really fucking cool. And then they just turn him into joke fodder, and it's inconsistent. It's so fucking sloppy. In fact, another big thing that I actually had, because I just remembered that. Okay, again, this goes back to the fact that it feels like it's like five people, you know, writing the show and random scripts being chosen. How exactly does death work in this show? Because let's chalk it up this way. When Takaru dies, he becomes a ghost, right? Okay. And he goes into what? A kind of like heavenish paradise at the beginning? Okay, that makes sense. You know, he dies, goes to heaven or wherever he fucking goes to meet the sage. That's fine enough. But then he dies again and just kind of disappears. And then before he gets in the Mugen, it's like he's a ghost, but he's losing his consciousness as a ghost? Like, how does that work?
Yeah.
What are the rules of death in this show?
I think this sort of leads into the big problem with this show in general, in that it's so inconsistent about everything. especially its own rules. Oh, he has to gather these things in this amount of time in order to do this. Oh, look. Oh, it didn't matter. It didn't matter at all. Nothing seemed to actually matter. Nothing seemed to carry any weight beyond that, like, the moment it was stated. It was just like the people who were taking care of continuity on this series decided, fuck it.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying, like, with, like, the 99 thing, I messed up for some reason. With the 99 days thing, he gets it reset because of Tokon Boost. And then I remember the Sage saying something along the lines of, you don't get used to that, it was a one-time thing. How do you know that? How do you know that he just can't get it reset again by someone else sacrificing their life for that? Or their soul, or whatever. In fact, I don't even know how that works. What, does it just...
To be fair, neither did he, because even he's at the end of the show, he's like, yeah, I have no idea how the fuck you came back to life. Like, Like, even at that point, they were just like, we don't care, let's just finish this. Let's not bother explaining it.
Like, even with Tokon Boost, like, it still doesn't make sense. Like, what did his dad technically do? Did he give him his soul? Did he give him life somehow? Like, what is that?
Did he just have a cheat code for an extra life or something? I mean, yeah. I know he made the belt and the fucking icons, which, by the way, doesn't make any fucking sense. Magical devices containing the spirits of people, and then also a device that lets you wear and harness their power, and it was just made by fucking Yellow Lion in his basement.
By some fucking guy at a fucking temple.
Yeah, it's like the icons can grant you wishes, but they're like,
how?
They're not like magic artifacts. They're just some things some dude made. Like
that's just the biggest fucking thing. Okay, one. What do the icons actually have? Is it their actual soul or just their essence that has their personality, which doesn't make sense? How does something that's man-made conjure up something that is mystical, like the Great Eye? That doesn't, unless the Great Eye is more using the power of the souls and the icons, but that still doesn't make sense because we don't know how he gets the souls to begin with. There's so many fucking things in this show that don't make sense. There's no rules. for example, when Alan finally gets his, they're artificial icons. Okay, how do you just make artificial icons if the icons are already artificial to begin with? Or were they never artificial and this show's just fucking lying to us?
See, that's the thing, and I feel like it's because that gets revealed in a flashback, and a lot of people were under the impression that it was just footage that they filmed way earlier and then didn't do anything with it, and then after all the shit that happened in the show, it just became completely pointless to use. mostly because it has a character who they already said they were done filming with in it. So brief aside with that. If you don't know how these work generally, is that usually whenever they have a human actor involved with the show, they'll stay on until they're done filming with them. Usually, which means, you know, they're killed off or whatever. And what happens is that usually the Toei will post on their official blogs and sites. It's like, oh hey, we're done with this character. You know, they give them a little flower bouquet, and it's like, well, thanks for being on the show. Which usually, when those get posted, means okay, so the character's dead. Because 99% of the time, it's because they kill the character off. And one of the human villains of the show gets killed off early on, and then they never ever mentioned it or posted it for that person. So they're like, or actually, no, they did. I don't remember. Basically, it's like they confirmed that he's dead and not gonna come back. And then he shows up again in this footage, and then there's no mention of it. So people are just like, so did they just film this ahead of time and they just had it lying around? Did they bring him back? If so, why? It's pointless. And that's the symptom of, it feels like there's like five different writers on the show, and because there is. Like, early on, okay, the Gunmans are ghosts, you know, they're from hell, they're demons, essentially. except now they're not demons, they're aliens, but they're not like monsters.
No, technically they're humans.
Technically they're humans or a human like race from another dimension, but they still have magic powers and technology and all this shit and
what? Some, and again, it just doesn't make fucking sense because then I'm thinking, okay, so the sage, because it kind of makes sense that, okay, the sage told, you know, Yellow Lion how to make icons. Okay, that's fine. But we already knew that they could make, can the Ganma just make icons of, you know, special figures themselves? Can they do that? Because in that case, why did they ever bother with Takaru? Just take all the shit by themselves. Just make your own. Like, that's the biggest thing. And not only that, but yeah, how do we know that they need these specific icons? Like, why specifically Musashi? Why not George Washington?
Well, because it's a Japanese show, of course, but...
Fuck that, Billy the Kid!
Edison?
Okay, you got me there.
Robin Hood!
Robin Hood's not even real, first of all.
Houdini, bitch!
Houdini is real, I think. I'm not entirely sure.
Yes.
He might be fake.
He is.
But that's what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. It's so, it feels so arbitrary how they decide some things. Like, okay, so Musashi is one of these special icons that can summon Great Eye. Again, why not literally anybody else from, you know, Japanese folklore or Japanese history?
What is the Great Eye? It's never explained. It just exists.
Is it God? That's the thing. Like, is it God? Is it some sort of entity that has the powers of God? How is this a thing if we never knew it existed before? In fact, how did they even get the idea to make icons? Did some guy just kind of see an eye in the sky and he was just like, well, guess I'm just going to make a bunch of eyeballs.
How do they know that these would be able to let them summon it? Why these specific people who probably didn't exist until several millennia after it came into being? Stop having fun guy, nitpicky guy. You know, I know, I understand it's a TV show, I should just relax, but even then it's like, the show itself isn't consistent with its own fucking lore and rules. There's a point where you gotta give up and stop asking, and then there's a point where it's like, no, explain this shit. You can't just hand wave it because it's fictional.
I was about to say, because we've had a bunch of other shows that have had certain types of things that we just kind of blow away. You know what? Let's go to Double. We never really thought of, okay, why did they make Gaia memories in the first place? We don't really think about that because the story doesn't call for that. But when the story is so incoherent and so jumbled that literally the only thing you can think about is the lore, if the lore doesn't make sense, you're going to get fucked anyways. Like, yeah. No matter what, if it makes sense, I'm sorry, but that's not the excuse of it's a TV show isn't going to let me do it. That's not going to do it for me.
Yeah, like, I know it's, again, let's talk about Double, like, the Gaia source, or whatever the fuck it was called, didn't matter, like, it's like, oh yeah, it's just, like, the heart of the world, or whatever, it's like, alright, that's fine, they never mention it again after that point, so it's not really important. Here, the Great Eye is mentioned, like, constantly, and it's super important to the plot, but they never actually stop and say, give any kind of answer to what it is. It's not even like a, yeah, we have no fucking clue what this is, but it's magic, so just play along. It appears. It just kind of shows up, and then they don't even like acknowledge it. It's like, oh, it's that thing that we know about.
Yeah, you know what?
Seen this show since it was on the air, so I may be forgetting something, but I don't. Oh. I'm not gonna bet any money on that.
No, it's as you said. It's magic. Just accept it, guys. It's magic. At least with Gaia, the source of Gaia, it made some sort of sense because it has, you know, some semblance in something that we have in the real, like, not have like physically, but something that you can read up on in the real world, Gaia, something. And not only that, but it wasn't just some arbitrary thing that comes out of the sky. It was in the earth. You could say, oh, somehow the core of the earth is, you know, made of data from hundreds of memories of, you know, humanity. That makes sense. That makes at least some bit of sense. When you just say, oh, it's a big eye, what's it do? It brings you back to life. Why?
Grant wishes.
You bring a toys. What type of toys? Eyeballs. What the eyeballs need. Musashi and Houdini. Who the fuck are they? I don't know. Just get
them. See, the problem there is that it's fundamentally flawed because we have them being real people here. Like with fucking Dragon Ball, because, you know, the show is just a ripoff of Dragon Ball, as fucking Toei acknowledged in Zio. It's, you know, they're MacGuffins, they're plot coupons. They do a thing, they're magic, they summon a dragon, you get wishes, that's it. When you start including these spirits of the past and the fucking backstory of them and, you know, all this dumb shit, even Dragon Ball does that, you know, it's like, oh, the Namekians, they're aliens, they can just fucking make Dragon Balls, because why the hell not? And it's like, alright, now you're starting to lose me there. But even then, it's just like, you don't need this shit. It's just say it's magic and don't really focus on it. But they focus on it way too much about this whole great eye and blah, 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 and this and that. And it's like, whatever, guys. We get it.
And all this focusing and not focusing throughout the entire run of the show really makes it, you know, when you do try to think about it, it hurts. So what the show ends up doing, whether on purpose or not, is it just kind of trains you to shut your brain off while it's on. And that's not great for any form of media that you're consuming.
And see, the way that you explained that, I'll add a bit to that. It trains you to shut your brain off, yes, but it's not the fun type of shut your brain off. This isn't Godzilla Final Wars shutting your brain off. This is just, well, I give up.
It's not The Room where you can just like sit back and enjoy your awful experience.
This is literally just, well, I give up. Fuck it. There was a point, honestly, and I don't know if, actually, no, Jay wasn't here for this. The other guys were. There was a point in the show where I honestly said, I give up. I don't care anymore, because this show has beaten me, it has slapped me, it has thrown me down, and it has called me stupid, and I feel like I'm Stockholm syndroming myself to watch this fucking show, because it's given me nothing. I've tried to enjoy the lore is fucking shit. I tried to enjoy the characters, they fucked them all up. I tried to enjoy the music, it's grating as tits. I tried to enjoy anything, but the show just says, no, you enjoying things? You fucking stupid dummy? It's like, what do you want me to do here, guys? Like, there's nothing here. So it forces you to just be like, fuck it. I guess this is happening. Okay. There you go. It's off. Do something with it.
Because it's the only way you can really, like, get through the second half of the show, really, is you just gotta, like, alright, fuck it. If you're not gonna explain it, I'm not gonna bother paying attention to your shit, so.
Yeah, whenever I was watching it, because I watch the weeklies, because if I don't do it now, I'm gonna do it later. And I've just kind of found myself not really paying that much attention to the show. Because it wasn't doing anything that warranted me paying that much attention to it.
And again, I understand that there's going to be people out there who can say whatever they want. They can try and defend the show however they want. I'm sorry. This is objectively a shit show. It is objectively one of the worst shows I've ever seen. Because no matter how you slice it, no matter how you look at it, no matter how you just try and defend the show to its barest bones, there's always something there for me to say, yeah, but that's still stupid. That's still wrong. That still doesn't make sense. That still falls flat on its face. And granted, you can say that maybe we're nitpicking, but I can't accept that as a fair criticism of what we're saying right now, because am I really nitpicking a show that has problems that you can pick out with a fucking, like, bulldozer? Like, I'm sorry, no. it's pathetic. Like, it, the show's pathetic because, and I want everyone to know right now that for all we say, don't think that we're saying anything bad about the actors. The actors are fine. You know, the actor who plays Tom, he's a nice enough guy. I feel bad for him because he deserves better than this shit. But I'm sorry, but this show is garbage.
The cast is good. The acting is mostly good when the writing is halfway decent.
It's, I mean, it was the actor's first time, if I remember correctly. This was his first role.
Yeah, Mishime's first role. I mean, that's kind of been par for the course with the writer, generally.
Whose dick did he have to suck to get that as his first role?
Someone who works on Prince of Tennis, I think.
Ah, so Blaze.
Who in the Japanese acting industry hasn't sucked a dick? I mean, everybody probably has. Then again, same in the Western industry. And second, who the fuck working in Tokusatsu hasn't been in Prince of Tennis? Fucking everybody's been in Prince of Tennis. I'm pretty sure
I think that was the joke I was making.
Okay, good point. I'll give you that one there. But seriously, brief aside, who the fuck hasn't been in something Prince of Tennis related? I'm pretty sure I've been in something Prince of Tennis related.
I was in the manga once.
I was that dinosaur that the main character killed.
I was the speech bubble.
Remember that when he hit the ball so hard he killed the dinosaurs? I've never actually read Prince of Tennis. That's all I know about it.
That's more than I know about it. All I know is that joke, and I got that from someone else.
Anyways, back on topic.
Yeah, the casting for the show was good. Everyone really seemed to be doing the best they could with what was given to them, which is unfortunate. It could have been a lot better had they been given something better to work with, or better direction, writing, better anything.
Yeah, the I know the cast got a lot of hate during the show from most places that weren't, you know, psychotic and overly, you know, optimistic and thankful for the show. But I think it was a little unfair. I think it's mostly because everybody hated the show so much and they just weren't really getting good material. I'm sure if they were better characters in a better show, people would like them very much.
I think the one tweet that will always make me feel really bad was the one from ghost actor Nishime, I think his name is.
Yeah, Nishime.
The one tweet that will always make me feel bad for him is, I got brought back, and I'm like really excited that I'm being brought back, but everyone's just excited for Decade.
Well,
I know, but like, yeah, bro.
What are you gonna do when you're up against Masahiro in a way?
I just find that so fucking heartbreaking. It's like I'm being brought back, but everyone's just really excited for the other guy who hasn't had a show in almost a decade.
I see what you're doing.
Oh. So I will say they did do a great job with the ghost episodes in Zio and made good use of the actor.
It's
better and more consistent than most of Ghost was, which is really sad.
Well, except for that one bit where Spectre just literally shows up right out of the fucking nowhere and then never shows up again for the rest of the episode. But yeah, I mean, I actually liked him during the Ghost episodes. He did pretty well.
I feel like if we had somebody like a doubles writer, or maybe I wouldn't say O's, but maybe O's, or hell, even Forze's writer.
So doubles writer again.
Oh, I keep forgetting. But yeah,
he was a secondary writer, but either way.
But you know what I mean? Like, get someone like that on the show for Ghost. I feel like the show would have done a lot better, because Sanjo has a fucking, he has a knack for not so much detail, but just making sure things fit. Things make sense when he's writing shit.
Sometimes unnecessarily points to all of the Drive spinoff DVDs.
Yes, but the thing is, I'd rather be in the know and understand what's going on, rather than what the actual fuck is any of this.
Yeah, okay, I get what you mean there. I think that's really the problem, is that it's kind of hard to be positive about. Like, I know for some reason people like this show. I don't understand it.
Some people also like Face My Fears, but you know, wub. I am going to hear it for that.
But it's just like, there's so much like dumb shit constantly happening that it's hard to find enjoyment in the show. And I'm like, I genuinely like, because anytime you like, you try to say, like, ask questions or like try to, you know, figure out why people actually like Ghost, all you get is, oh, it's just good, you're just a hater. Or just like, they list examples that are like, have you ever seen another writer's show, or have you ever seen another TV show ever or anything?
Like, it comes down to that whole thing of, I'm not saying that my criticism is, you know, more worth than yours, but when you start, you know, using things outside of said show to justify why you like the show, I'm sorry, but that doesn't do anything for me. Like, and I'll be blunt with this one. I do remember somebody. I don't remember who, and I don't remember from where. I just remember this. And I think I've told Jay about this one before.
I have a feeling I know what story you're talking about.
There was somebody who I remember talking about Ghost with, and I was saying basically everything that we said right now, only way more articulate. I think I was, you know, also drunk, but, you know, there we go.
Well,
but
I think the show was, you know, still relatively new at that point also. So
I think we were in the middle of Exade, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So I was talking to somebody about Ghost, and I was telling them, well, I hate it. This is garbage. This is this, blah, 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 blah. And their only rebuttal to any of that was not, well, this is why it's good, and they explain why it's good. It was none of that. It was just, well, this show helped me during a dark time. It's like,
that was when you were hanging out with that fucking
dude. I put that out there, didn't you, buddy?
Well, you know what? You've told like four different stories about you getting into conflicts with people who hate Ghosts, so I had to make sure I knew which one I was talking about.
But yes, don't worry, I'll edit that one out. I don't want to start wars here, but yeah. So I
the fucking war. I'm gonna fucking roll up a tank to the dude's house and just like knock knock, bitch. I'm here to fight. And then I get the police called on me.
Oh my god! But yeah, so that was her only thing, and that was her only rebuttal to anything I said. And you know what? If there was a show or a game that is bad and all that, and if that actually helped you do a bad time, if that honestly helped you do a rough time, that's fine. That's great for you. You were able to find something positive within. You were able to make a heaven of hell. That's awesome for you. That doesn't change the fact that this thing is a monkey fuck of shit. And I don't even know what that means, but it means something.
Yeah, like, that happens a lot, where you'll find, you know, individual who likes something because, oh, insert real life reason that helped something or other, whatever, blah blah blah, the show was involved or whatever the fuck. I'm like, all right,
yeah. That's fine, but that doesn't make it objectively good. It makes it subjectively good to you.
That's the problem, is that that's like half the time, like Adrian was saying, that's all they'll say. And like you try to ask them more questions, like specifics there, and then they get mad at you because you're trying to figure out what exactly. Because it's not like I say this a lot, you know, on my blog, on everything else. It's, you know, it's not that I think you're wrong for hating the show. I just don't understand, or you get what I was trying to say. It's not that I think it's wrong you like the show or that you shouldn't like the show. It's, I want to understand your reasoning for it.
Yeah, it's like people who are unironically,
not an unbiased necessarily, but from a unpersonal level, like I want to know elements of the show from the show itself as reasons, and not you telling me your life story about why your fucking cartoon waifu say it cured your depression or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, and again, like as you said before, you know, we're not saying that we're better people than you for not for liking the show. You know, we don't like it, so we're better than you. We're not saying that at all. It's just,
no, of course not. We're playing it, but we're not saying it.
Yeah, you know, I'll wear it on a shirt, but I won't say it to your face.
Exactly. No, we're being serious here.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's the same type of reasoning that I use when I hear people who like, you know, Star Wars The Phantom Menace. Of course, most of those people I talk to are in mental asylums, and they should be there. But still, it's like when I talk to those types of people, it's like, okay, you like it, but why? Why do you like it? Is there a reasoning for it? Is there actual, you know, points to bring up to why you like it? And just like with Ghost, more often than not, no, there's nothing they like about it. There's nothing. At least with Kiva, I can give that to somebody. I can be like, yeah, you're into the aesthetic, you're into the music, you're into, you know, the style, you're into that shit. That's cool. That's fine. And that's something that you can legitimately get behind for a show that you might like. That's cool. I fully understand that. But with something like this, I'm sorry, but there's nothing here that I can there's nothing here that I can say personally I would ever be able to get behind. The suit designs, they're fine. You know, I like the idea. You know, the music, again, it gets grating. The story gets grating. It gets inconsistent. The lore is stupid. Nothing really makes sense at the end of the day. And
wastes your time.
At the end of the entire show, yeah, like I said, it really does feel like you kind of... Because let's think of it this way. With Takaru, let's take Takaru, just him. Just put him in a little bubble. Where does he start and where does he end in this show?
He starts alive and then dead, and then he ends not dead.
He starts as a pretty, you know... He starts as a bitch.
He's kind of lazy, doesn't want to do anything, and then now he's like, well, now I want to go and be extrovert and explore the world and live life and whatever. Okay, sure.
Like that doesn't even make sense for his character, because at what point did we ever see, oh, well, his character doesn't, you know, appreciate what he has. He doesn't appreciate life. He never shows that at all. He never shows that he hates the fact that he's alive. He never shows once that he's wearing a Linkin Park shirt. He just is.
Like, if he had fucking Wataru from Kiva as Ghost, it would make way more sense. I mean, granted, he'd still be horribly inconsistent, but you get what I'm trying to say there.
Yeah, at least he would have a reason to be the way he is. But with Takaru, it's just like, why is this a character like arc for him to be like, oh, everyone has potential and everyone's like, did we ever show him not appreciate life? Did he ever show him saying, you know, humans are just, you know, was he ever nihilistic? I don't think so. He was
not on screen. Just, I mean. Yeah.
He was just kind of largely just shallow.
Again, yeah. he is a body in a show. That's it. That's all he is. And it's just, but why? Like, what's the reasoning behind this? Like, why are you pushing this on us that he is this way? Why are you pushing us like he went through some kind of character arc when in reality he didn't learn shit?
His arc is minimal at best.
He has no arc. He has no arc because all he does is, I am Takaru, oh my god. And then at the end of the show, it's like, I got the superpower, eh? Like, that's all he is.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, yeah. I think that's pretty valid description there.
The only person who goes sort through any sort of, you know, worthwhile character arc, again, it's Alan. And that's just kind of thrown out the
window. Not for lack of trying. They certainly tried to force story arcs on half the cast when they didn't matter and then, you know, resolve them instantly with zero payoff. Like, the fucking the comedy sidekick guy, Onari, he's like, oh, I'm so inadequate because I can't do anything except be a loud, obnoxious pain in the ass. And it's like, oh, Onari, you are a loud, obnoxious pain in the ass. But you're hours.
That's why I loved him.
Do you remember when people were actually like, you know, saying, "What if he is a? What if he's the third writer we've been hearing about?"
See, that would have been fucking hilarious. If only because then they would have to actually like figure out what the fuck to do with him. And I think that probably would have made the show at least spectacularly bad instead of like boring bad.
You see, because like
personally, I was under the opinion that oh, he was actually evil the whole time, or he was going to be possessed or something. But either way, I think that was one of those things that started as a shit post, and meme magic wasn't strong enough in that year.
But meme magic was more Xsaid. Like that yeah. Just destroyed Xsaid.
Xsaid was literally written by fucking meme magic at half the points. Jesus Christ.
That's like the best fucking thing. Oh my god, guys. They're making where the character's a bite so they can kill it off.
I can't believe we killed Laser with memes. Oh my god.
We're fucking monsters.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they stopped listening to us for Build.
Probably. Well, to be fair, with Build, they didn't need it, because that was actually pretty, well, for the most part, pretty good. Anyways. Back to Ghost.
In Ghost, they have three sorts of archetypes, I guess. Not archetypes, just archetypes. They have ones that are finished way too soon, so the characters have nothing to do. They have ones that have ideas, but
they don't quite pull it off in the way that you would hope.
They don't do it. They don't pull it off at all because it just kind of maybe we'll do it. And then the third, they
set it up, but they don't do anything with it. Yeah, I get what you mean there.
And then the third type of arc is, he had one. When? He did. Shut up. Don't worry about it.
Takeru had a character arc, but I didn't mention it in the series because it wasn't relevant to his story.
It's so sad that I can tell exactly who you were talking about with each and every one of those.
Exactly. It's the saddest fucking thing, and it's just like, why? What happened here? Like, how did you fuck up this bad?
I think more than anything, Ghost was just a disappointment. There was so much that looked so good that just got wasted.
You know what someone said a long time ago, and I really, really fucking, to this day, I will always say it's true. With Ghost, I should have seen the signs from the beginning, because they were trying to sell this like the next big thing. Not to the extent of Wizards marketing, but damn near close. There was a lot of hype for Ghost. There was a lot of press. There was a lot of, you know, outside material made for it. Again, not to the extent of Wizard, but damn near getting to it.
Yeah.
And I should have seen that from the beginning, because then you have all this stylistic stuff, and someone said, this is going to be like Wizard, where it's all style, no substance. And my God, I feel really bad for that guy, because he got half of that right. Because it is no style and no substance.
No style, no fucking grace. Doesn't even have a funny face.
It doesn't. Except for Yurisim, but then, you know, she's a cat. How? Hey, I don't know. I don't make the rules.
Who? What the fuck were they smoking with that?
Hey, character that we're saying might be Takaru's mom?
When the fuck did they say that?
You no, but that was a
version of the show than me or some shit.
That was a popular like theory. Like, what if it's just his mom somehow? I'm just like, that would be fucking stupid. But you know what? Let's do it.
Wow, I'm glad I don't hang out on those corners of the internet.
Honestly, you should be glad.
Fucking KRG was awful during Ghost. We don't talk about those days. We don't talk about
them anymore.
Okay, it was comfy.
No, it wasn't. We do not talk about Maurice. He's dead and gone. We don't talk about it. We don't talk about it.
He's one of the four killers of the apocalypse. Once he's erected, you know it's end times. When he comes back, full magenta, and it's just like, ah, shit.
Oh.
What if Maurice and magenta just did Jin dance? Turn into like, God, that'd be
I don't want to know what the fuck would happen. Anyway.
So it's Maurice, Magenta, and Orange Line. If all three of those come back, we're fucked.
Oof.
You know
the world's gonna end when Orange Line is like, "Hey guys, we're back," and yeah, we're
look, great. Guys, we just finished all of Deno in the time we were gone.
Oh, I would certainly hope they finished doing the show in 3 years. Jesus.
No, we didn't just do the show. We remade it. It's 4K and 60 FPS. It's like, what the fuck happened here?
Actually, you know, the fact that Deno hasn't gotten a Blu-ray release yet is kind of surprising.
Don't they go by year though?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think they've done Ryu. Have they done Ryuki yet? I don't think they've done that yet.
They did Agito. I don't know.
They did Agito, and then now they're doing the shows as they come out with the Blu-rays. But I don't know.
Maybe,
anyways,
maybe like next year or whatever. You know, they're so inconsistent with when they do things for shows and anniversaries. I just gave up.
That's certainly true. But yeah. Anyways,
back to Takayuki now.
You run out of things to say about it because it's just like, it's bad. We've already discussed. You don't need to go into detail about every little like at fucking moment in the show, scene by scene, about how bad it is. Because at that
point,
you're repeating yourself.
Yeah, I think we've dived about as deep as we need to into this show, and
oh, so you wouldn't, you know, what's you've dived too deep. Get it? There was the spec, the form thing.
I guess I get it, but I forgot it since it was so unmemorable.
Oh, you got me there.
Now I know why Necrom's changer was eye drops. You needed to see this shit.
Ow!
Her dry red eyes, clear eyes is awesome. Why did nobody ever make that joke?
I'm pretty sure somebody did.
I remember nobody ever made a clear eyes joke with this fucking show, and I am disappointed in you, internet.
Oh, fair enough. I probably would have just not gotten it.
Possibly, but still, that would have been a great fucking joke. I kind of want that now. But yes.
Well, you can go make it. I was the point I was getting at was. Maybe we can summarize our thoughts.
It's kind of funny because we didn't even get into the whole thing with like, oh, remember Takaru's mom?
No.
Remember how she was somehow
fucking shown on screen?
Remember how like apparently she was the reason he got Mugen and then we never saw her? Peckfish Farms don't remember that shit. It was the fucking writers, apparently. Remember when the Janma just died and then Takaru was just like, oh, I guess when I kill them, they die. Sweet.
Oof. Yeah, he has a moral crisis about killing
the kids. When he figured out that they were all made of dust and stuff, he was just like, eh.
He has a crisis about it for one episode and then doesn't mention it again. Or like, I was like, oh yeah, the Janma and the humans can live together, and then he chose specifically the one that wasn't trying to kill anybody, except it wasn't that really was trying to kill anybody, it was just failing at killing anybody, and that was about it.
When Alan's brother was the villain, somehow?
Remember when they retconned their own movie to say that he killed Ghost's dad, even though that doesn't make any fucking sense at all? And literally only existed as a reason so that he couldn't be redeemed at the end. Remember how when Takeru solved everything and then wished for everything to be better, he specifically worded the wish in just the way so that Alan's brother wouldn't come back to life? I remember that. That's petty as fuck. I appreciate that.
That's hilarious. That's
yeah, like the D&D player in me definitely likes that.
That's third level petty. Everybody besides this asshole.
Oh, remember when Spectre was cloned for no reason other than to give him a get out of death free card?
I don't even remember how that resolved. if that resolved.
Oh, no, what happened
I
is that...
I think I much less care.
The Gonmeisters states, and then they had to come back.
Oh, we'll get to the Gonmeisers. No, you know what happened is that fucking regular Makoto died, and then the clone, for no reason, decides, like, alright, I'm just gonna give you my life, and he just kind of, like, he does a thing, and then suddenly Makoto's alive again.
Why does in Dragon Ball for Goku? He gives him his life.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that? It's just like, yeah, magic!
Like, it's not even, like, the clone remains, and he becomes the new Makoto, and it's like, live on through me, and he turns good. No, the clone just gives himself up to the original to live, even though, literally, up until the last, like, 2 minutes before that, he was only had one goal, and that was to kill everybody.
Then he just, like, oh, no.
Speaking of, remember when the V-Cinema retconned him to be a weird artificial human experiment thing by the Ganma for no reason?
Thus making the clone completely superfluous?
Yeah.
No, I just wanna imagine, right? I just wanna imagine. It's like, Makoto died, like, 50 times throughout the series proper, but then, like, the last time the Makoto clone died, the clone gave himself the life. And then the clone's just kind of looking down from wherever the fuck he is. He's just like, there was more of them? What the fuck? He literally could have just replaced him.
Right?
Remember the characters and how they died, and then the writers were like, oh shit, we still have Mugen to bring in. Bring it back.
Remember the Gonmeisers in general, where they show up for no reason, and then it's like, oh, we can't be killed or destroyed, and then Takara gets a form that's specifically able to kill them, and then they just keep coming back anyways.
Remember
how only, like, four of them got suits, and the rest were, like, they were either weapons or, like, CG energy ball things, because budget?
Remember when the Sage was almost the villain, and then they were like, nope!
Remember when Sage became Dark Ghost for no reason?
Pink Necrom?
You remember Pink Necrom, who was in the show for a minute and a half, and then died?
No, I love it. She died, and then the opening plays.
She is introduced, written out, within the span of the cold open.
Yep.
Fucking great. And she never. And by the way, she never uses it again.
Well, to be fair, she does spend the rest of the show kind of just hanging around in the villain's headquarters. I don't remember if she was trapped or something.
Oh, like, we didn't have to actually, you know, care if any of the Ganma lived or died. If you kill them just right, they wake up in the pod. Somehow.
Except for when they don't, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know
who cares?
What the criteria that is, I don't know.
Remember when Dan the Man showed up on his bicycle to kick ass for no reason?
Oh, yeah.
That's still the best part of that fucking show.
Makoto and Alan.
When the villain from the next show shows up to make all the heroes look like fucking idiots.
Yeah.
How much of a fucking jobber do you gotta be to fucking job out to literally the villain for next episode, for like the next series?
The show hasn't even started yet.
The villain for the villain for whose show hasn't even started, and he isn't even the main villain. He's just a dude at this point. Not even
considering the show hadn't started yet. Yeah, he sure was a guy.
Remember when they let Toshiki Inoue write a movie about Kamen Rider 1? That actually wasn't half bad. I'll actually be fair on that one. That was decent watch.
I like the fact that fucking, you know, Dan just comes in and beats the shit out of everybody using tricks you can find in Dave Mirra's BMX. Just fucking...
Well, I mean, hey, it makes sense. He's a video game developer, after all.
Mm-hmm. There, that's the funny.
Remember when, Remember how Onari had like two sidekicks who never fucking did anything in the show?
And one of them was Denno?
One of them was Kid Denno for no reason, and then they didn't ever do anything with Kid Denno or Denno at all during Ghost.
And then for some godly reason, like,
decided to give him a focus episode.
And then one of them came back. Somehow.
One of them came back for Ghost, except it wasn't the Kid Denno one for some reason. That was the one that...
Like the acorn dude from Gaim.
The one that nobody remembers and did nothing the entire series. They brought him back.
When I first saw him, I thought, why the fuck is Ornak in Ghost?
He kind of does look like him a little bit.
He really does. It's just like, all right, so when is Orn going to come in and just make this show a whole ton better?
Dude, if Ghost was exactly the same, except...
Doing that weird fucking karate kick through Ghost's wall? Such a weird, like, non sequitur. They're all talking.
If Ghost was exactly the same, except Orin was there, I think it would be a way better show, to be entirely honest.
If Orin, you know what? If him and fucking Acorn Dude got their own V Cinema instead of this show, it would have been better. Give literally the whole of the show to that V Cinema.
Dude, the fact there that Bravo never got a V Cinema is the biggest disgrace of Gaim. They gave fucking Knuckle of V Cinema and not Bravo.
As for Knuckle,
they gave Warren Statesman of V Cinema and not Bravo.
And I could see some stupid shit happening with like him building, I don't know, a nuke or something, like some dumb shit. But with Knuckle, the guy jobbed out to a bomb. Like, really? Come on.
Remember the Ghost at a CG battleship lizard thing?
Never used.
Yeah.
Remember how in the movie they used the CG motorcycle iguana way more than Ghost ever did?
That's because they had the budget to use it then.
No, but Ghost barely ever used them, but the other Necroms always did.
Remember when our movie villains were literally all just recolors of the characters in the show already?
Oh, this show fucking sucked.
It was... Like, I didn't even want... I don't even want to, like, remember this show. It's just...
I kind of wish they did the idea in the movie, in the show, where they got actual actors playing, you know, historical figures.
Well, because that would have cost too much money. I mean, you got 15 right there, plus however much more they make later on. That right there, you got...
Anything else? Did you see the CG in this goddamn show?
Good point.
Or are they just spending it on Takoyaki? Did that actor really just eat a fucking truckload? Goddamn, he goes through those faster than Roxas does sea salt ice cream.
I mean, to be fair...
It is good stuff.
It's good shit.
It is really good stuff.
That's like type 2 diabetes.
Either way.
It's dying happy of it. That's for sure.
But still, this show sucks. Let's get to our final thoughts. Nemit!
Overall, the show is disappointing, with an interesting visual style, but lackluster everything else besides the cast was good too, but everything else just was it was such a letdown. There was so much that could have gone right and it just didn't.
I know Nemeth's a professional? It's because he literally just said your show is shit and you should feel bad, but you would never know it unless I told you.
I also said I feel bad too because I wanted it to be good.
No, you didn't. But yes. But Jay.
It stinks.
Think it stinks.
To be perfectly honest, like I said, if you, for whatever reason, derive enjoyment from this series, more power to you. I don't see it. I was miserable watching this series as it was airing. I get miserable just trying to remember anything that happened into it. It's not really worth your time. If you want to be your own personal judge and watch it yourself, be my guest. But I'm telling you, you're going to be wasting your time, and you're going to be wishing you didn't.
Fills me with pain and discomfort. But, okay. So I'll just, I guess it's just ended here then. This show, I guess, you know what, like Nevitt said earlier, I wanted the show to be good because I was actually excited. I wanted the show because I liked the idea.
Nobody wants to, like, go into these shows hoping they're bad.
But I was very optimistic because a lot of things that I was watching, you know, for Ghost was actually really cool. I was like, this is interesting. Yeah. I got the fucking belt before the show even aired. That show shows you how optimistic I was. Granted, the belt's kind of cute, but still, like, I was optimistic about this show. And I liked the first couple episodes. I was like, you know what, that's fine. And it's funny enough because this was the first series that I ever actually, you know, reviewed on our YouTube channel. You don't have to go watch them, by the way. They're kind of crap. I did them all from my phone. Really, you don't have to watch this. But still, like, it was one of the first series that I reviewed, and I thought, all right, this is going to be fun. But if you go from episode one to the end, you can just hear in real time how disappointed, how angry, how disgusted, just how much, basically, just how angry I got at the show, just how, not even apathetic, just, really, there's no better word than angry, you know? I just felt disgusted. I felt let down. I felt this is the same fucking series that gave me, you know, Kuga. It gave me Double. It gave me Forze O's. It gave me great shit. And you're giving me this? Like, this is what you follow Drive with? You know, admittedly, yeah, it's a flawed show, but it was still fucking good. This is what you follow it up with? That's insulting. And I had a lot of people I remember at the time saying, why are you getting so mad? It's a kid's show. Why are you getting so mad? Which, by the way, if you ever use that, you know, if you ever use that as an actual point, that it's just a kid's show, you automatically have no say in any conversation we ever have. That's automatic. Because using it's a kid's show makes it seem like all of the other writer series can never be scrutinized.
And it's a dismissive argument on top of all of that. That's really, it's really a rude thing to whip out in a conversation.
For me, dude, I always say the same thing. You know what else is a kid show? Kuga, Agito, Kabuto, whatever. You know, Kuga, Agito, you know, Deno, Double, Forze, O's, Derive. You know what? I'll even give it to Gaim for you fucking fanboys. Like, you know what? Those are in the same goddamn series as Ghost. Where's your excuse? There is none. This show is a complete waste of fucking time. It made me want to die. It made me want to give up on Ryder. And honest to God, I hope I never see it again. And if I ever do see it again, it will possibly be me throwing every Blu-ray on Earth into a volcano, sacrificing it to a volcano god. Because only Virgin watched this. Bam! Okay, we're done.
All right. Well.
That was an interesting ending. Tangent.
What you saw, why the hell are you?
Well, how do they saw this?
Good point. How do you
saw yes, this? But yes, so I as you that. But as you may have noticed, there is no wheel!
Where did it go? Who stole our wheel? Who's rattling my bones, goddammit?
There ain't no rattling bones this week, boy. Because
I'm gonna keep referencing that until somebody understands what the fuck I'm referencing.
I'm pretty sure somebody has it, they just haven't said it. But
until
yes.
somebody says it, I'm gonna keep making references to it. And I'm not gonna allude until what I'm referencing to, alright?
I yes. appreciate your dedication.
Damn it, yeah, thank you.
But, yeah, there is no wheel this week, because next week is our year-end special what was it? Last time I checked, 3 pages full of questions. So, it's a long one. It's going to be a long one next week. It's our year-end special answering your questions. Because, one, it's the end of the year and we don't feel like working, and two, you know what, I feel like it's been a hot minute since, you know, I answered questions, and last time I didn't answer all of them that we had. I saved some from that. I saved a shit ton that you guys have sent me. By the way, thank you. But yeah, also, if you're wondering, that still hasn't been finished. Like, that ends on the 28th. So if you want to send a question, whatever it is, you know, it can be about the show, it can be about us in general, it can be about Toku in general, go for it. Seriously, just send it to us. You know, we'll more than likely answer it, unless it's how tall Jay is, in which case we can't answer that.
It's class 2. You'll never five know. Two. It's more than what you think, but it's not nearly as high.
But
as
it's this. Just what you know.
It's less than what you know, but it's more than you think.
This is
I can answer it.
We should be writing for Kingdom Hearts with this type of poetry, but yes.
Kingdom but Hearts yeah. 4. How tall Sora B is?
How tall is Sora the Donut? I don't know. I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, it's gonna be about it's gonna be about Sora's new Heartless.
No, it's gonna be about Sora beating the shit out of Xehanort because he made him miss Chicken Tender Night in 1.
Sora
just good points for his tendies.
That's just what the epilogue is gonna be. It's just Sora repeatedly beating the shit out of Xehanort's already like comatose body.
Dude, legit, I kind of want that to be the reason Sora hates Xehanort. It's like I used all my gameplay points for the tendies, and he even missed the night. And then when Destiny Island came back, my mom said, "No, you already used your goodbye points, and we had fucking salad."
That sounds like a Sora thing, to be entirely honest.
I so want this now. But yes, the 28th is the last day to put them all together because we're going to be recording on either 29th or the 30th, more leading toward the 30th. So yes, send all your questions and we will answer them.
Or will we?
Especially that one question that I know you want to ask.
Yes.
By the way, it is 2 inches. Next week.
Ow.
Fuck, oh god, that got me.
That was good.